Morning show at East Coast FM, and she is here, Tina Koumarianis. And are you keeping well?
I'm keeping extraordinarily well, yes I am. And I'm going to be cheeky, I'm going to do my usual, because my hometown is lighting up for the weekend. I know Hugh very kindly gave them a mention a while ago, but St Saviour's Church is having a beautiful concert with singers tomorrow night at 7:30, and there's refreshments afterwards, so that's St Saviour's Church. And then on Saturday and Sunday is the Christmas Lights Festival. They'll be turning on the lights on Saturday around 4:30. There'll be Santa there, and also lots of events and stalls. And then on Sunday, more events, and then the fireworks at approximately 5 p.m.
Right.
Yeah, so
big, you have a lively big weekend, Christmas coming up here.
Yeah, starting tomorrow evening in St Saviour's, but a great weekend ahead in Rathdrum. So come down and join the party. I will be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we'll be. They'll probably be getting rid of you at the end.
Absolutely.
All right, then. Here we go with our first question. By the way, asktinak@gmail.com if you've got something on your mind and you want Tina's view on. Today's first one is, hi Tina, I listen to the show and you give sound advice, so here is my problem and I'm hoping you can help. For the past 2 years, I've been living in Dublin with a girl from South America, and 5 months ago, we got engaged. Everything was fine before we got engaged, but since then, she has taken control of our joint bank account, has refused to go to 4 or 5 weddings of my friends over the summer and autumn, and won't interact with any of them anymore. She also tries to stop me from meeting them. She says, we have each other now. On top of this, she wants 3 weddings, one at her home in South America, one here in Ireland, and one for just the 2 of us on the continent. At the last wedding I attended on my own, I confided I was getting panicky to 2 of my best friends, that I was getting panicky, and they uploaded on me, telling me I was a fool and to run before it's too late. I'm on the brink of calling it all off, but I would like an unbiased view before I act. Thank you in advance. Is he not gone yet?
Oh, I tell you what, give me your address, I'll come and pick you up. I too could answer your problem in one word. Your friends are right, run. But out of politeness, because you took the trouble to write in to me, we'll look at this in a little more depth before you make your decision. The fact that she has taken control of your joint bank account already, and you obviously feel unable to stand up to her to at least share control, is rather scary. Moving swiftly on to the 3 weddings, will you also be having honeymoons after each one on different continents, not to mention hen and stag parties? The expense of all the travel and meeting loads and loads of her relations and friends, if she's got any, will be tiring and very expensive. Will there be a language barrier? Do you have to drag your best man and bridesmaids round the world with you and pay their endless expenses? The wedding in Ireland, basically your gig, may be quite small, as no doubt she will organise the guest list, and as she doesn't like any of your friends or want to spend time with them, it should make for a rather subdued affair with possibly just your family, bridesmaids and the best man present. Where are you going to end up living? This is the important bit. Are you prepared to up sticks and live in South America? You may find once children come along, if you want them, she will want to move back close to her family. And then, if things don't work out in your marriage, you certainly won't be picking the kids up on a Saturday for movies and a McDonald's if you move back home to Ireland. You may not think it now, but if you have children that you have little or no access to but are paying child maintenance for, especially when they might have a new daddy living in the house abroad, all these things are really, really important things to consider. You think it'll never happen till it does. And remember, you already have cold feet. If it were me, I'd do myself a favour, sort out the bank account so that neither of you lose anything that's legally yours, move your money into a new account in your sole name. Then have an escape plan in place for your accommodation and your belongings, so you're not having to having your smalls hanging off the bushes in the front garden when she has a meltdown. Once that's all in place, come clean with her and explain that her behaviour and demands over the last few months are extremely worrying to you and not remotely what you'd envisaged for your life going forward. You just know it couldn't possibly work, as your friends and former life mean too much to you, and then run. She'll make excuses, but run. Don't worry about the ring if you've actually given her one. It's a fair trade for your freedom. Right. I can't impress on you enough. That's a horror show before she even gets off the ground. If she's doing that, imagine once she gets you down the aisle three times. Oh. There's no escape.
That's what I was saying. You're not gone yet.
Yeah, and then you'd have three divorces, one in each country. No.
Warning signs. Okay. Dear Tina, my aunt's husband, who's a lot older than me, friended me on Facebook. I didn't see any problem with it and so accepted his friend request. However, he seems to spend way too much time commenting on every post I put up and sometimes challenging me, and not in a nice way. I've asked him politely to stop being so confrontational, but he takes no notice. I don't want to cause trouble. I've spoken to my mum, but she says she doesn't want to become involved. What should I do?
Well, you've asked him to stop commenting so aggressively on your page and to behave differently. He's refused to do so. As an adult, he's entitled to do as he pleases within reason, but then so are you. I would be inclined to unfriend and block him. He's your uncle by marriage. He's not a blood relation. He's not in your age group and so probably doesn't have similar interests or friends. So what on earth is he doing on your friends list? To me, this is a bit creepy, especially if he's trying to run your life from his keyboard. If you feel blocking him would cause problems, you could limit his access to your page. You'll still be friends on Facebook, but he won't see your posts. If he contacts you about not being able to see all your posts, just say you asked him nicely not to be confrontational and he took no notice, so you have had to take matters into your own hands and leave it at that. If he continues to annoy you, take a screenshot of the conversation in case your aunt or your mother come back to you, and then block him. After all, it's your page, not his, and his actions are not at all acceptable.
Right.
Yeah, that's absolutely what you do. You know, give him the chance, but, I mean, what is an older man doing on a young kid?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah,
and
no.
The technology is there. No.
Yeah.
He goes too. Okay, yep. We've two gone
well,
this
yeah,
morning.
Well, yeah, two gone. I'm doing well.
Let's see if we can help with the next one. Hello, Tina. I love Declan's show, and I'm wondering if you can help me. Straight away. Of course we'll do. My daughter insists on going out with what I would consider to be rather ugly, unwashed young men. And I just can't understand it. She is 20, from a good home, and considered a very pretty girl. I'm wondering why she's doing this and how I can talk her into spending time with more suitable escorts. They all seem to be of a type, and it's very disappointing to her father and me in front of family and friends. So, attractive young woman, what's she doing hanging around with guys like this, according to her parents?
Well, funnily enough, we had one of these quite a while ago. I don't remember whether it was on here or on the Elaine show, but I do remember laughing about it because I'm wondering, did she suffer rejection somewhere along the way, either from a former better-looking boyfriend or maybe from her father? Dating the ugly option when one is beautiful more or less ensures you won't have to suffer rejection, although it does make waking up next to them in the morning not quite as enthralling as it might be. Of course, we haven't explored the fact that she may be just a really lovely person for whom looks aren't everything, and she actually sees beneath the tatty exterior a really kind, loving person. Just because someone looks, lacks looks or doesn't dress exactly as you would like doesn't mean they're not a suitable dating partner, especially when they're young, with the possibility of a lot more dating to be done with other people in the future. Gosh, I can remember my mother clutching her throat at some of the specimens I dragged home in my teens in the late 60s. Hair below their shoulders and thigh-high snakeskin boots. But then she held her counsel and no one got mortally injured. There's a lot more to a relationship than just the packaging. We've talked about this before, Declan. Some of the best-looking, best-dressed men I've known over the years have relied solely on their looks and wealth and have been hideously boring dates. Remember, there are a lot more interesting ways to remove your underwear than by having the knickers bored off you. Anyway, hold your breath. It won't get you anywhere, and you would probably make her even more keen. Better that she gets this out of her system now while she's young, rather than turns feral at 40 and drags home God knows what. Yes?
Yes, yes.
Let him be. Look, two down, but I've told you to keep one of them. We're doing well.
At the moment, yeah. But don't go into any long-term relationship.
No.
Too early at 20 anyway. Yeah,
yes.
That's it. All right. We can get one more in this morning. Must be doing well. Hi, Tina. I've been in a relationship with a lovely man for the past year. And although things have been difficult and with not going out, etc., due to money worries, we made a very nice life for ourselves, eating at home and having time to really get to know each other. We are both in our early 50s. I had just left a 2-year relationship which was going nowhere. He'd been married in his early 20s and had a son, but that marriage ended very quickly. He then went on to have different relationships, but his last before me was a relationship with a lady for 10 years. She had 3 young children and they were very happy together. For the past 3 months of that relationship, she and the children moved in with him at his suggestion, but he soon got fed up and asked them to move out, which they did. I've been so happy with him. The last time we met a couple of weeks ago, we had a wonderful weekend together. And the following day, he called me to say our relationship was over. I couldn't believe my ears. I'm absolutely devastated. I think he's scared of being hurt. He can't tell me why he wants to finish, except that he's back in contact with his ex-girlfriend, but he doesn't know whether he wants her back or not. I'm trying not to call him, but I don't know if that's the right thing to do. Advice on how to get him back, please, if you could.
do yourself a favour and under no circumstances call him. I can only help feeling you will be disappointed and will only end up wasting your time. I'm sure he's a nice guy, but he likes his own space, and so far he's been honest with you about his past. I think you're fooling yourself about him being afraid of getting hurt. It would appear he is not shy at all about giving all his lady friends the boot once he's had enough of them. He's never lived with a woman for very long, not even his wife. Don't forget his previous partner, who he is now in touch with again. He'd been with for 10 years, but had never lived with her. The minute she moved in, it only lasted 3 months before he kicked her and her children out, which is very unsettling for the children, never mind your woman. Sadly, we can't make someone love or want us. And to me, this gent smacks of being charming and successful and seems to like playing the field. He's got you and his ex dancing after him, and in my own past, the slightest sign of that game playing gave me the greatest pleasure in handing the guy over. In fact, on one occasion on a cruise, I met the other lady and told her if she was so keen on him, she could have him. I'd had enough of him. The gentleman in question got very cross and said that he hadn't finished with me and he really liked me. What did he learn? Don't play the field unless you're prepared to lose. I feel you are never going to successfully tie this guy down without a lot of tears, especially if his 10-year romance is waiting in the wings. So do yourself a favour. I know it's very hard, but don't you waste your time and a possible 10 years on what could be a very frail promise. Sadly, yeah. I can understand. Geez, some people just don't do well in relationships. They like their freedom too much. And people, you know, trying to hold on to them, it's just never going to work, you know. And the more clingy they become, the more panic-stricken the other person and the more they run. So it's,
Another dump.
Yeah. I mean, another listen, if these were all happy stories, these people wouldn't be writing into me. Oh, Tina, I'm in the most wonderful little relationship and we lived happily ever after. Oh, that's nice, Declan. Next.
Yeah. I mean, is there ever a situation, stick with it?
What?
Is there ever a relationship where stick with it?
Well... I suppose if you had a very, what was a very successful marriage and children, and he played offside once, but with too much drink or something, and it was going to be such a hideous thing to break up. In other words, if he was a multi-millionaire and you had a yacht in the south of France, don't let him go. But apart from that, no, get rid of them.
Love it. Okay. Well done. AskTinaK@gmail.com if you have any, people to get rid of or hold on to. Yeah, but mostly get rid of, but you just want the final...
it's just, if they write in, they're looking for an unbiased opinion. Have I got an unbiased opinion? Possibly not. But I'll tell you the truth. I won't say, oh, no, things will work out. They probably won't. And you get a grip. Don't waste your time with people. You know, if you're not good enough for them, they certainly aren't good enough for you.
Yeah. Hang on a second there, Tina. We're going to give away a Christmas tree from Christy Kavanagh. And he's got his farm shop, of course, in Newtown, Mount Kennedy. And he's also in Leopardstown. And all we wanted you to do is to sing a couple of bars of your favourite Christmas song. And I'm going to play one of them now. That is our winner for today.
Wish I was at home for Christmas.
Right, Adele Kennedy, she's good.
She's very, very good, yes.
Well done. Adele Kennedy of Kilpeder, you win a Christy Kavanagh Christmas tree from the award-winning Christy. So well done and enjoy. And Katie will give you a shout. That's it for today, Tina.
Another week. And I'll see you next Tuesday.
Yes, indeed. And remember, you can write to Tina, so say asktinak@gmail.com.